Hi, I'm Lacey from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Want to learn how to help us out? Well, you can go to winaz51corvette.com and make a donation of $25 or more, and you can help us out. And you could have a chance to win a 2021 Z51 Corvette. And that's not just any Corvette. It is an Elkhart Lake Blue Metallic. It's a beautiful, beautiful car, brand new, and it could be yours just by making a $25 donation or more. Again, that website is winaz51corvette.com. The drawing is August 14th, Saturday night of the Knoxville Nationals, and you could be getting a call from one of us here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum telling you you just won a brand new Z51 Metallic Lake Blue Corvette. That address again is winaz51corvette.com.
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Haynes.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. In this episode, we'll have Bill Wright from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame on pole awards, and then we'll break down the Georgia-Florida Speed Weeks for Sprint Cars and Midgets, and give you the latest World of Outlaw changes all in this edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. Now let's go back to the Florida and Georgia Speed Weeks, first for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, where their race was on 129, the first night at Scriven, where Donnie Schatz won. Aaron Reitzel won the next night at Scriven on the 30th of January. Then the first night of East Bay on February 1st was rained out. They did race on February 2nd. Second, where Donnie Schatz won. The 3rd of February, it was Logan Schuchart winning. And on their final night for the All-Stars on the 4th of February was run by Carson Macedo. They were all World of Outlaws winners. And also, they were all non-points races for the All-Stars. For the World of Outlaws, when they went to the Dirt Car Nationals on the next couple nights, the 5th and the 6th, which the 6th got rained out, turned into the 7th. On the first night there, on the 5th, it was Brad Sweet winning it. And the next night, Logan Schuchart won. And Logan Schuchart picked up the Big Gator as the overall champion of the Dirt Car Nationals. For USAC, the Midgets were at Bubba Raceway. Started on February 5th with the feature, but it went into Saturday the 6th with Michael Buddy Kilfoy winning it. The rest of Saturday's program was rained out. And then they came back the following Monday, and Thomas Meserol on the 8th. Picked up the win. For the USAC, Sprint Cars were there as well. For the Sprint Cars, they got two of the three shows in. The first two nights on February 11th, it was Kevin Thomas. And on February 12th, Justin Grant Rain took the program on the 13th. And that's been your results from Florida Georgia Speed Weeks. I'm here with Bill Wright. It's the annual pool awards time. How's it going today?
Good, Marshall. We just announced our North American Sprint Car Pool Awards, and it was during Chili Bowl. Of course, we couldn't be at the Chili Bowl this year. Just not enough of a crowd for us to go down and make it worthwhile for the Hall of Fame Museum for those purposes. But we went ahead and announced our pool awards, and I think people were excited about those again.
And the non-wings are...
We started with the non-wings. And, of course, Brady Bacon was the driver of the year. That was the second time that he had won driver of the year. And, of course, his team won team of the year. So he and his crew chief, Matt Hummel, and the Dynamics team, and of course, the Hoffmans involved with that as well. So they kind of dominated the non-wing section there. Sam Hayfertig Jr., I think the fifth year in a row, am I right on that, won the 360 driver of the year, and his team won the team of the year for the second or third year in a row. And that was Hills Racing.
Yeah.
And they field three teams. They field not only Sam's 15H team, but the 77X of Alex Hill and the 47X of Dylan Westbrook. And then in the 410s, of course, Kyle Larson dominated everything. He was driver of the year, and of course, Paul Silva's 57 team was team of the year. So,
not to get confused with the West Coast 57 for this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's, I think, Rico Abreu is going to be driving that in Arizona. Yeah. So, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And of course, our rookies of the year, you know, that's really a neat award for those drivers who are driving in that class for the first time. I think July 1st is our cutoff from the previous year. If they drive before that, they're not eligible. So for the 410s, of course, Zeb Wise had a really good 410 season with the All-Stars.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the non-wing group, Cole Bodine raced with USAC all year, and he was kind of a runaway winner, I think, as the rookie of the year there. And then in the 360s, Garrett Williamson, who raced the ASCS schedule.
And in a bunch here.
Yeah, out of Columbia, Missouri. And, yep, and a lot of those ASCS drivers ended up racing here in Iowa quite a bit. So we had our builder manufacturers of the year, of course. Andy Durham of Ford Racing Engines. Of course, Ford was getting their 410s going, so they won builder manufacturer of the year with Donnie Schatz. And then the 360s, Mark Smith from Mach 1 Chassis, I think it was his second win for builder manufacturer. Of course, Mark had a great year himself, won 20 feature wins this year. And on a pandemic year, that's pretty darn good. And he also won the wild card win award in the 360s. And I think he finished second in the driver of the year standings. And then the builder manufacturer for the non-wings, I think for the fifth time, was John Godfrey of Spike Chassis. And then we had our promoters of the year. Steve O'Neill keeps making improvements at Port Royal Speedway. I think it was his fifth win in a row. Of course, the 360s, Doug Johnson, getting things going up there with the series in Minnesota and South Dakota with Jackson Motorplex, and also Houston's had a big race towards the end of the year. And then, of course, the non-wing promoter of the year for the second year in a row was Joe Spiker, who's at Paragon Speedway and also at Lincoln Park in Putnamville, Indiana. So, you know, it was another good year of awards. Kyle, the first driver since Aaron Reitzel and the only other driver other than Aaron Reitzel to get driver of the year and the wild card award for being outstanding. His was in the 410 class. Reitzel's was in the 360 class a few years ago. But Kyle also won the most prestigious award of all, which was for the Thomas J. Schmee outstanding contribution to the sport. And I think he did bring a lot of people to the sport this year, and I think that's what the voters saw. And the voters in all three, 410, 360, and non-wing voters, and we should mention those are the media members, the promoters, the builders, the manufacturers. Those are the people who vote on these awards, and they felt that Kyle was most deserving of the outstanding contribution this year. Media-wise, you know, I was a little bit surprised that Flow Racing didn't maybe sweep the whole thing, because with the pandemic, a lot of people turned to the pay-per-view, and Flow was big. You know, they picked up the All-Stars last year, and of course they had Michael Rigsby, who's the head of Flow Racing, received the media award in both 410s and 360s. They carried a ton of 360 racing all the whole USCS season. Of course, as you know, California raced a lot of 360 races, and a lot of those were on Flow as well. And the non-wing media member of the year was Richie Murray with USAC, and Richie's really deserving. That's his second year in a row that he got that. Jacob Seelman picked one up with Speed Sport for the 410 division, and Todd Buffenbarger, better known as TJ Slideways, was in the 360 category as well. So we felt it was another good year that our voters did. As with every year, we'll take a look at who our voters are, you know, what gaps we might be missing in any of the classes and things like that. And the results are always controversial for people, you know, people who want to win it or people who think somebody else should win it. But that's what makes it fun. Yeah. We'll just try to make it bigger and better next year.
And then Houston's could win it again next year with some big races.
We could see that.
They just announced the big ones for USAC.
A lot is going on up at Houston's, and Todd Quiring and Doug Johnson are doing great things up there. They've hired Chuck Spicer, who we know here from Iowa Speedway, and Chuck is a great guy as well. So they're going to have a lot of exciting things going on. Just announced the big USAC 3-night event in September with sprints and midgets. They announced the big week, of course, between Houston and Jackson, culminating in the Jackson Nationals with the World Outlaws. And with Houston's racing weekly, that's just going to really boost racing, I think, sprint car racing here in central United States.
Yeah, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Marshall. It's always good to talk to you.
Hi, I'm Lacey from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Want to learn how to help us out? Well, you can go to winaz51corvette.com and make a donation of $25 or more, and you can help us out. And you could have a chance to win a 2021 Z51 Corvette. And that's not just any Corvette. It is an Elkhart Lake Blue Metallic. It's a beautiful, beautiful car, brand new, and it could be yours just by making a $25 donation or more. Again, that website is winaz51corvette.com. The drawing is August 14th, Saturday night of the Knoxville Nationals, and you could be getting a call from one of us here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum telling you just won a brand new Z51 Metallic Lake Blue Corvette. That address again is winaz51corvette.com.
Housekeeping item before we get into the World of Outlaws' latest schedule changes. All the late models races in Florida will be later this week on a show with Ben Shelton coming on to break it all down. That's why we did the separate sprint car to late models show. And now your World of Outlaws sprint car changes. It will start Friday, the March 5th. They'll go back to Volusia. Speedway Park in Florida, and then the 6th they'll be at East Bay Speedway Raceway. To then couple the rainouts that were rained out, the Magolias Motor Speedway is now Friday, March 12th, and the Rev on Saturday the 13th at Moreau, Louisiana. This weekend's Cotton Bowl races will now be March, Friday and Saturday, March 19th and 20th. Then the 26th on a Friday night, we hit Missouri with US 36 Raceway in Osborne, Missouri. The next night, the Jason Johnson Classic on the 27th at Lake Ozark Speedway in Eldon, Missouri. And then Friday, April 2nd and 3rd, they're at I-55 Raceway in Peavely. And then the Friday, April 9th, will be Kokomo in Kokomo, Indiana, and Tri-State Speedway on Saturday night in Hobstadt, Indiana. Then they'll go back to their regular schedule on the 16th of April with Lawton. So that's the schedule changes for the Outlaws. This has been another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. We'll see you in a few days.